It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
I am so glad to see you, Wasim, from Australia. What's going on, guy?
Hey, bro. How you going? I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, man. I am excited about your big, hairy, audacious goal of helping 100,000 people achieve financial independence by 2031 through digital assets.
Yeah.
And the reason why this is so important to me is because I'm big on closing this wealth gap. You know, for me, the wealth gap is up close and personal because a typical white family has a net worth of $171,150, whereas a typical black family has a net worth of $17,150. And so that's something that's very, very important for me to be laser focused on, because I think it's a matter of educating, equipping, and empowering, but also positioning people to have the opportunity to go above what's normal when it comes to income. I wrote the book, Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth, which is a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program where I address the cash flow danger that no one is talking about. So I'm excited to hear what you have to share and see what we can talk about together. Wasim, do me a favor, brother, and share your background and experience.
Yeah, so look, I'll tell you how I got into this. So my background is, I've been a serial entrepreneur since 2003 when I had my first son. I realized that being on a wage or a salary wasn't going to cut it. When my wife took maternity leave to look after our first son, you know, we had a $450,000 mortgage. Our income, we were just starting out, so we're just like a couple of years out of uni. So my wage was about $45,000 a year. Her wage is about the same. So combined wage, we had about $90,000 a year. And then when she took time off, obviously our wage went down to half. And I realized that at $45,000 a year, I can't afford to pay my wage and my living. I can't afford to pay my mortgage and my living expenses and provide for my family. So I went out looking for an opportunity to have a side income. You know, I was looking for a working from home opportunity back then. As you know, back in 2003, there wasn't many working from home opportunities other than multi-level marketing. So I got into multi-level marketing, knew nothing about entrepreneurship at the time. I just had the desire to make money for my family. That led me to finding out about Tony Robbins and did my first UPW. And there's a whole story behind that that I won't go into now. If people want to find that story out, they can read my upcoming book. But yeah, so went to this Tony Robbins Unleash Your Power Within, and I just, it was mind-blowing. I realized that there was so much in the world I didn't know. So I went on an 18-year journey of trying to find myself and trying to find what I want to do in the world. And I went from teaching back to IT. I've got an IT background. I've got a degree in IT. Went from teaching back to IT, started my own business. I was door knocking for 9 months to grow my business. So I did the hard yakka, as they call it here in Australia, when you do the hard work. And then yeah, we built that up. Global financial crisis came, and I wasn't, again, financial literacy back then. I got caught out with that and I lost $100,000 in a day, which was pretty significant for me back then. I thought I was the biggest loss I've ever had until COVID came. So, you know, from there, I had a number of businesses. I went to pharmaceuticals. I owned a cafe. I owned an e-commerce store. Then the last business I had pre-COVID was a gym. Now, during that whole time, I was always searching for that silver bullet, you know, if you want to call it that. How do I find this great wealth? And, you know, I'm sure you've read Think and Grow Rich. And in Think and Grow Rich, when I first read this book back in 2003, I realized that these people back then had an opportunity that we haven't had yet, but up until now. And I get to what I mean by that. And the opportunity was the world, or the United States, had the Great Depression, and the world was generally in a bad state. They were just coming out of the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. So the world was still suffering from that. There was a great economic downturn, but there was also an industrial revolution happening. So while the majority of the world were in a depressed mental state, these entrepreneurs were able to have the foresight and see what's coming in the future, and they jumped on the opportunity. And I remember reading that back in 2003 and thinking to myself, wow, I'd love to have that opportunity one day where, you know, I can see something that the present reality can't see, that everybody can't see these opportunities. And I've been looking for that opportunity. And it came to me, if you're rethinking Grow Rich, they talk about opportunities also come in adverse events. You know, they come disguised as challenges. So when COVID hit, I was running a gym at the time. So obviously when living in Australia, one of the world's most locked down countries, our prime minister went on national TV and he shut down the whole country. Now, when he shut down the whole country, obviously shut my business down with it, my source of income. There was a whole bunch of talk about banks and governments looking after us, and we got some grants for like $20,000. Mind you, like our overheads were over $32,000 a month. You know, we got one payment off $20,000, but we were shut down for, you know, months on end. And even after the shutdown, people were ready to come back to the gym. There was a lot of fear in the community. Banks were saying, oh, don't worry, we'll look after you, deferred payments, this and that. And many people got caught up in this. And now, like in Australia, we've got a Royal Commission happening in the bank's behavior during that time. So a lot of people, you know, thought that, okay, we'd have to pay our bills, but it was all piling up. They were just kicking the can down the road. And I got caught up in that. I tried to make as much of my payments as possible, but the debt kept on piling up.
Mm.
That also, you know, you can imagine as a father and, you know, father of three, and a, you know, and a, having a family of three boys and my wife, and she's working and whatnot, but it can be very emasculating for a man to lose his source of income and lose his ability to work. So my mental health went down the drain and I lived in a mental health hell for a whole year. You know, I was diagnosed with depression, stress, severe depression, extreme stress. And but the opportunity of crypto kept on coming at me towards the end of 2020. And I wasn't interested, yeah, because I lost a bit of money in crypto back in 2017. I was involved in a scam because I didn't do my research. And I thought to myself, I'm just losing everything right now. And I need something to give to be able to build. I was going to go out and get a job, try and rebuild from scratch. And we made the decision to shut the business down. And to get out of debt, we had to sell everything. We sold our family home. We sold all our investments. We shut down the business and sold all our equipment. And we got out on the other end. The banks wanted every last dime that they wanted. They had no compassion whatsoever. And I realized to myself, these people are not in it for us. They're in it for them. They're in it for the 1% elitists. They're the ones that continuously make their money. You know, they make their money through inflation. They make their money through taxation. They make their money through interest. While the average, you know, family, you know, the middle class and the poor, we continuously get poorer. So when the crypto opportunities kept coming at me, I resisted and resisted and resisted until finally I was invited to a webinar. And I really had no interest in going, but my personal assistant at the time registered me for it. So I was sitting here one Thursday night and a reminder comes up on my tablet, and I was in the midst of dealing with the banks and the lawyers and the whole fiasco that comes with it. And something deep inside me said, you know what, just turn this on. You've been looking at this screen all day. You need a break. You need to change your focus. Just turn it on and see what happens. So I did, but I wasn't paying a lot of attention. But about halfway through the webinar, Michael, who's now my business partner, he started talking a lot of sense. Things like a lot of the stuff I've read from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, all the stuff I was learning, and I've been searching for this opportunity where, you know, I can potentially be in the right place at the right time and really benefit from it and help others do the same. So it really intrigued me. And I spent the next couple of weeks having conversations with Michael and his team and just going back and forth and doing a lot of research. And I feel deep down the rabbit hole of crypto. Long story short, after a few months, I became a client. I started getting results, started seeing that this is a real opportunity. I thought to myself, you know, now that I've come out of my depression, you know, what am I going to do? My coaching business was down the drain also because I was running a coaching business prior to COVID as well, which I forgot to mention, because I was in no state to coach anybody. So I called Michael. I said, mate, look, I love what you're doing. I've referred a lot of my friends and family, a lot of my clients over to you guys. They're enjoying, they're loving the returns and the results that you're getting them. So how can I help you more? And it just turns out that they, as their business was growing, they needed someone to head the, to spearhead the market, sales and marketing arm of the company. And obviously with 17, 18 years of background in sales and marketing, being an entrepreneur, it was a natural fit. So I took on that role and that got me to where I am today.
And where is that today?
Okay, so what do you mean by that? Where am I in career-wise or financial-wise?
Well, when you said it just now, you said that's what brings you here to where you're at today.
Yeah.
So give me the context of that, because you shared your journey. You gave your journey of the things in which you've been, and you kind of left us off at taking over as sales and marketing for this particular opportunity. Yeah. So give me the context.
I'm glad you asked. So where I am today is the company that we're running, as you said, our big hairy audacious goal is to serve people and help them break out of debt. Now, the reason for that and the reason why we're using crypto as the vehicle for that is because, as I mentioned before, back in 1920s in the Think and Grow Rich book, you know, they had this opportunity of the Great Depression and an industrial revolution. So today, we also have a very, very similar opportunity. We have obviously the pandemic and new variants coming out all the time. We have lockdowns, we have mental health issues, and we have a financial revolution happening. So right now we have very similar opportunity to with the world, with the largest transfer of wealth that's ever happened in the history of mankind, to be able to take part of that, which is something that you said about earlier, you know, that inequality in wealth. Right now, wealth is being redistributed. So where I am today is in a place where I can help the average person make a plan and put a plan together for the next 3 to 5 years where they can have financial freedom and they can potentially have generational wealth. You know, we hear about so many people in crypto making millions and billions of dollars from very small investments. Now, what we don't hear about is how they did it. And people go into, or they ape into crypto, as we call it. It's a, you know, term that we use. So they ape in, they go buy any type of currency that they see pumping, and then they only realize that this currency doesn't have any fundamentals, or they've missed the boat because they already pumped too much. So where we are is we help people get in safely and securely and teach them the fundamentals and how to find those projects that are going to make them the maximum return as possible.
Very interesting. I'm a former advisor at a global wealth management firm, UBS, formerly licensed 766 Life Preferred Annuity Mortgage and Real Estate. I'll tell you, I wrote Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth because of the financial danger that I say no one is talking about. And that financial danger is things like divorce or job loss or market crash. And what I find is that the thing that is most critical to one weathering that storm is cash flow. I'm very interested in helping people to first become aware of what that financial danger is. And I do that by helping people to go through simple 7 questions, which really boils down to saying, let's look at what that potential nest egg needs to be in order for you to get the quote unquote retirement that is oftentimes proposed by being in the market. And then once I show people that number and doing it on the back of the envelope with just simple pen and paper, I'm then able to reveal to the person what their possibility or likelihood of actually accomplishing the objective. Mm. And once the person acknowledges their situation, it then opens up the opportunity to walk people through the next thing is, so what do we do? And I like to begin with saying that there are 2 different tax systems, the tax system for the employee and the tax system for the business owner. Recognizing the 2 different tax systems allows an individual to determine whether or not they want to participate in what's available to everyone. Most people don't really think about the fact that for the employee, income is made, but expenses are taken, taxes are taken out, and then what's remaining over is what is actually used to try to live from. That's the employee. But for the business owner generates the income, then pays out the expenses, and then what's ever left over is what's taxed. And so the first recommendation that I make to people is that you got to find a way to reduce your taxable income. Once that is understood, then it's a matter of saying, well, one way to do that is by creating a business.
Yep.
My question for you is, with what you offer and what you do, what's the first step that you have someone to take as it relates to moving down that financial freedom plan that you propose?
That's a very, very good question. I mean, we're a little bit different than you. I mean, I've heard some of your previous podcasts. We have a very, very similar financial freedom formula that you use, which is what you can do on the back of an envelope or back of a napkin at a restaurant, where you can have what is that goal that they want to be able to live financially free, and then engineer that backwards to see how much money they need to get there. That's almost identical to what you do. Where might be complementary to what you do is, yeah, you talk to them about how they can reduce the taxes up front, while we look at, well, how can you reduce your taxes through investments? You know, how can you use your investments to grow, no matter how much, even if it's as little as $10 a week, you know, if you're in America, $25 a week, if you're in Australia, how can you use that to grow your financial, to make your money work for you? Because one of the things that you mentioned, which is the underlying rule that differentiates the rich from the poor, is that, you know, you mentioned that the business owner pays his expenses first, then the taxes. So in reality, the money's working for him, but he's not working for the money. And I think that is the underlying rule for financial freedom, is to make your money work for you instead of you working for your money. So, you know, that's what we teach people to do. How can you, and we've got, you know, like we've got so many different platforms and ways that people can earn passive income, where, you know, people can put in, you know, as low as $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 and get anywhere between $500 to $1,000 a week. You know, that was, you know, that sounds ridiculous to people in the traditional financial system, because how can you put $10,000 and get 1% a day? You know, it sounds like too good to be true. The reality is, in crypto, it isn't too good to be true. There are protocols that can do that. So that's what we do. We teach people how to make their money work for them.
And is that money, are we counting for that individual money that's being pulled out, i.e. where it's actually a realized gain, or is it an unrealized gain?
Again, good question. And that comes down to the individual. Okay. For some individuals, if they want the realized gain, they can have the realized gain on a daily basis. For me, where I am in life, because I'm rebuilding everything, I don't realize my gains. You know, my wife and I, similar to what you, like, I'm sure similar to the stuff that you teach, you know, we've made a decision to live within certain means that we have. And then we're using every extra dollar, every extra cent that we get to invest in our future so that we can rebuild what we lost. The answer is, yeah, if somebody wants it to be realized, they can. If someone's like me, they go, no, I don't need the money right now. I want to build something for my future. They can just put it back into the investments and compound it. And that's the secret. You know, compounding is the secret to riches. I think Albert Einstein says that compounding is the eighth wonder of the world. Those that know, that don't know it, those that know it earn it, those that don't know it pay it.
I was saying it. Well, Wasim, I love the information that you've shared. I think it's extremely valuable. I think it's a great starting point for my listeners. Where can they gain more information about you? Do you have a presence, social media presence?
Of course, anybody can look me up, Wasim Debussy, on any social media, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. So that's, I'll have it in the show notes, but WASIMDABBOUSSI. We do have whatisthefinancialmatrix.com. That is whatisthefinancialmatrix.com. There's a great 6-7 minute video there that gives you guys a great understanding of what is happening in the world, you know, why we believe the current financial system is crumbling down, and, you know, why people need to hedge against the inflation and the crumbling dollar. Or they can go to breakoutsolutions.com and send in an inquiry form, and that comes through to me.
Awesome. Well, man, I really appreciate you sharing with us, and I'm excited about your goal of reaching 100,000 people and helping them to achieve financial independence by 2031 through digital assets. And I absolutely think that we have a complementary relationship. My goal is to help 20,000 women and veterans to live in fullness every day, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, or financially. And in order to achieve that, I'm simply looking to collaborate with others who have a goal in which they want to add additional value to that particular audience in which they serve. And so I look forward to continuing to get to know you and making an impact in this world in a major way.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.